Case number 10,964, Juanita J. Roberts, southwest of Road 38, 1,960 feet west of Greentop Road. A variance from the maximum square footage requirement for a parcel.
Good evening. Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Juanita J. Roberts, 8816 Daniel Pond, Lincoln, Delaware.
Robert Nash, 634 Abbott Drive, Milford, Delaware.
You raise your right hand. You swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. As you see the survey in front of you, the applicant would like to be able to build a home on the parcel of land that we're trying to subdivide from the large parcel. She and her husband acquired this land in 1987, and over the course of the years, they built chicken houses and have had an agricultural operation going on. And 3 years ago, unfortunately, her husband passed, and she can no longer continue to maintain the chicken houses and everything. And in the process of coming to us to see about doing a minor subdivision, we discovered that there wasn't enough room on the side where she wishes to put her house to have 3/4 of an acre. We have 153 feet of frontage. I've made it as tight as I could on the existing house, leaving the 15-foot side yard setback. And the agricultural entrance on the other side prevents, that's the way they get back to the chicken houses and everything, and it prevents doing it on that side of the property. So consequently, the unique physical circumstances are that we just can't squeeze 5,000-6,000 more square feet out of that property, obviously, because of the shape of everything. So the property can't really be developed in the conformity of planning and zoning without this variance. And I guess the situation was created, obviously, by the people when they built the house, and she had no idea that she'd be in this alone. So, and that's basically it. If there's any questions from either one of us.
Okay. Let me see. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Records?
No.
I'm sorry? No questions?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Ward?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
It's an unusual request in that you have a farm property, and I certainly don't want to get any personal business. I'm trying to understand why it's necessary to subdivide this off as opposed to selling the farm, or is there a family member that's taking
yes.
over the farm?
Okay. My grandson is pending to buy the farm, and I also have a daughter that lives across from me. If my grandson buys the farm
okay.
and plus the chicken business, then I will always be looked at. I'm,
sure.
I just want to retire to a little cottage.
Sure. And you are aware of the fact that you can build, is it 850 square feet?
Mm-hmm.
The structure 850 square feet on that property without anything.
Okay. I just want something little.
It's called a garage apartment, and so just want.
That.
But that explains the reason that you.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions?
No.
Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing them, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this may be a stretch. I do see uniqueness in the property, certainly by its physical characteristics. uniqueness in the situation, as the applicant didn't anticipate probably life going this way. There is family and a farm involved. I think that constitutes necessary to enable reasonable use as far as a family goes. Hardship wasn't created by the applicant's situation. I think she's put in. Again, you know, it's a family. It seems to be a family thing. I don't believe the request would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And I think it's obviously a minimum to afford relief simply because they're trying to meet the setback requirements for the other structures on the property. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,964.
And do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,964. Again, Mr. Ricker?
Yes, for the reason stated.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Yes, for the reason stated.
Okay, Mr. Mills?
For the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Galloway? Yes. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,964 is approved.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.